everything's okay with your kiddo.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sure he's fine. So I can just open it back up. It's now 11:37, and we're opening the meeting again.
Okay. And we're going to go to a round robin and public comment.
Yep. And Joyce, well, Joyce had the list. So if we don't get her back, we might just need people to try to volunteer and not talk over each other. But
so what I can do is rather than go to a list, maybe just work off of the individuals in the call. If that's okay, if everyone's okay, I'll come around, pick on you. If you have something to say, then you can speak up. And if not, that's okay too.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Thanks, everyone. See ya.
All right, so it looks like it's in alphabetical order. Bethany Hammond, are you still with us?
I'm the interpreter.
Oh, well, sorry.
That's okay, thanks.
Looking at the list here. Thank you, Bethany. Charisse.
Yes, I'm still here. What are we supposed to do?
So, oh, okay, I guess I should be wrong. The end of the meetings, what we've been doing as a practice is just going to a quick like round robin. So members of the ICC can say, you know, can mention something that a takeaway from the meeting that they feel like was really important, make any announcements that you want to make that are specific to your program or that would, that, you know, the committee needs to know. It's just kind of that open forum at the end of the meeting. So sorry, I didn't explain that very well. But Charisse, the floor is yours if you would have like to add anything at this point.
I am good. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Charisse. I can see some comments coming in through the chat. Yes, Heidi, I think that Lisa did started recording and she did say something about the time. Right, Lisa, did you grab that?
I'm sorry, I was just on the phone with Joyce, whose internet is down. So I missed the, I know. So I missed the question that you were just, or what led into the question you were asking.
So Heidi just brought up that we needed a timestamp to resume the recording. And I think you mentioned that what the time was when we resumed the meeting.
It was already recording when Anne started the meeting.
Okay. So we don't need another timestamp.
I don't think so.
Okay.
It was recording when she said we were resuming. So I think we should be good.
Okay. Very well. Okay. Thank you. Uh-huh. All right. We'll go and continue with round robin then. Cody.
Yes. I think just the biggest thing that we have is the passing of House Bill 373, I think is what it was. It is the early childhood mental health bill that was Representative Ellison did. And essentially it improves coordination between the Office of Child Care and the Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health. And it also gives the Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health some funds to support workforce development around infant early childhood mental health, which is really exciting because I have had $0 around infant early childhood mental health. So to actually have some funds for the foreseeable future is really exciting. So I think that's kind of the most recent update.
Congratulations. That's always such a relief to have needed funding come through like that. And so, yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you. Crystal. I don't know if Crystal, you want to, oh, there you are.
I'm just here to watch.
Okay. We're going to pick on you, but you don't have to participate in the round robin. Finiao.
Nothing for me.
Okay. Thanks. Baywatch staff, you want me to pick on you as well, or just keep or go straight to the members?
I think I covered all of our stuff in the Baby Watch report, so I think you can continue with the members.
Excellent. Okay. Thanks, Lisa. Lacey?
Yeah, I don't have anything else to add. So.
All right. Marla?
The good news is I am on a computer now after the technology glitch I've had, but other than that, I don't have anything to add.
Oh, good. Okay. Megan Boyd.
I don't have anything. Thanks.
Sarah Atherton.
I don't have anything. Thank you very much.
Okay. Sandra.
No updates. Thank you.
Okay. And Stephanie Morgan.
Nothing for me.
Sue.
That means Sue Olson.
Yeah, that means Sue Olson. Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm a
jumper honored ICC member today on the subcommittee. So no, I thought the breakout for subcommittees was great and really, really a good start. So.
Teresa, Chad.
Nothing to add, I don't think. Okay. Unless there are any questions.
No, thank you. Tricia Reynolds.
Well, I'm going to break the streak and I'm going to share some updates. I work for DCFS, and so I think the biggest things happening in DCFS's world are that we finally had a pay raise from the legislature approved to support our frontline caseworkers and supervisors. We've had just ridiculous amounts of turnover. Our pay is significantly lower than other states, and so this is a beginning step, a small step in the process that we need in order to be able to retain staff and support the families that we serve. So that's very, very exciting. And then the other exciting thing happening is that the program I support for DCFS, which is community-based child abuse prevention, so working with community providers to support families long before they need DCFS services, we received a big pot of money from the latest relief package, the federal relief package, that will be heading to our state in the next several months and can be used over the next 2.5 years. And so we're just in the process of deciding how we want to prioritize that money to strengthen families and, you know, prevent child abuse and neglect. So if anybody has ideas, I would love to hear from different stakeholders about the needs in the community as we kind of try to create this needs assessment and prioritize that family strengthening work. So that's all.
Trisha, that is really wonderful news. I began my career in human services with child and family services, and those are the hardest jobs. And I don't think the pay has changed that much since I worked there 2 decades ago. And it's just...
No, our starting pay for caseworkers is about $14.50. You can make more at Costco and you need a professional degree and you're making very important decisions. So it was a really important battle we've been fighting for a lot of years, and lots of tears were shed. And I mean, it still only is going to bring caseworkers up from that a few dollars. It's still not what they need or deserve to live. I'm sure you guys saw many newspaper articles about a lot of caseworkers who are on food stamps and public assistance with bachelor's degree and many years of experience. So it's just a really sad situation. And we're so happy to finally have the support of the legislature in, you know, saying we appreciate the work that this agency does.
That's fantastic. And congratulations on having some of the federal funding to be able to draw down from. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tricia. Whitney, anything you want to add?
I don't have anything, no.
Okay. Then that'll conclude the round robin portion. And I don't know, do we have any other public attendees on the call? I seem like at the beginning we did have an individual, a public educator maybe on the call, but I'm not sure if she stayed with us. So this is the time if there's anyone who wants to participate in public comment and speak to anything on the agenda or any other issues that the ICC would want to be made aware of. And if there's no public comment, then I think we could move on. Before I ask for a motion to adjourn the meeting, I just want to say I am so excited about our new members participating, and that you come with this kind of broad base of experience as parents and researchers and practitioners. And wow, this is going to be a lot of fun. We had a very a really stimulating discussion in our breakout group about services, and already have some wonderful ideas. So I'm really excited about it. Super excited. Anyone else have anything to add? And before I ask for a motion before I do that, can we confirm the date of our next meeting? Joyce, I don't know if you're able to speak or if Lisa, you can tell us.
Sorry, I was still on mute. I will tell you in just a second. I believe it's May 26th. Yes, May 26th.
Okay, and that's the same time, 9 to noon. And for now, we're planning on another virtual meeting.
Yep.
Okay. And I know before Anne jumped off, she mentioned that, you know, if committees wanted to meet and do any subcommittee work in the interim, in between, that's welcome and encouraged, but we can use some time at our next meeting to sort of talk about some of the initial priorities and discussion that came out of our subcommittee work. So thank you. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Funau. Anyone like to second that motion?
I will second the motion.
Great. Sarah seconds the motion. All right. Thank you all. Have a lovely day. Stay well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.